This is episode 167 of Southern Gospel Now. I'm Brad Goodman reporting. Celebration of Life services were held for Jason and Kelly Nealon Clark and Nathan and Amber Nealon Kissler on August 6th at Rootville Road Baptist Church in Rootville, Georgia. Pastor Billy Wood said that the event was a celebration of Jesus.
We have to celebrate the life of Jesus today, because apart from celebrating Jesus, we don't have a life of Kelly or Jason or Nathan or Amber to be able to celebrate. We would stand here today as no hope. We would stand here today with no mission to be able to tell people that, hey, we can see them again. It would be all loss. It would be all heartache. And while it is loss and while it is heartache, I don't speak to you today by somebody who is wondering where they're at, wondering whether I'll see them again, wondering if they're okay. They're okay, friends. And they've been okay.
Karen Peg Gooch has been very close with the family and talked about their history.
43 years ago, I had the privilege of joining my favorite group, the Nealons. They were the epitome of class. I didn't realize when I came with them, I was with them for almost 10 years, and I always said, Todd, I don't think y'all ever thought I was ever going to leave. But I didn't realize 43 years ago that I had also adopted a second family. And we kept in touch over half of my life. Todd and I sang together a year before, prior in 1980, with Alvis Lefevre, and so they are family. And Kelly, we've had 43 years of sisterhood, and we were with each other through the ups and the downs, and boy, there were a lot of ups, but there were a lot of downs. And I saw Kelly persevere through a lot of hard times. I saw it personally.
Todd Nealon, Kelly's brother, shared this poignant story.
I'm going to tell you my days before this happened. I talked to Jason, Amber, and Kelly every single day. Each one of them was a good hour. It would start off with Jason as he was living his best life on the farm with his coffee out on the front porch. And whatever had happened at that moment in their lives, I seemed to be the central figure that everyone wanted to tell. And Jason would go through and we'd talk for us, and we'd talk about all whatever it was that just happened. Now, granted, I was supposed to be working. Get him off the phone. A couple hours later, Amber would call. Same subject, different point of view. And that would be an hour, and I would listen. A little bit later in the day, Kelly would call. Same subject, a third point of view. And the last thing I'll tell you, the last thing she would always say every time to me, because she would literally talk until I would say, Kelly, I'm walking in the house now. My whole day is gone. And she would say, well, I talked you home. Well, Kelly, I have talked you home. Thank you.
Autumn Nealon Streetman addressed her friends and family, thanking them for their unwavering support.
Even though my heart is breaking and tears flood my eyes, I do believe that God gives us something that's worth trusting, and that is Him and Him alone. In a matter of 3 minutes, my entire life changed. My precious family, my friends, my livelihood, gone with no warning. Our sweet baby boy coming in December will never know his family on this side of heaven, and I have so many questions, so few answers. I ask myself, am I going to trust God that He has a plan for my life, or am I going to blame Him for taking my family away from me? Every day I've asked God why this happened. Then I'm reminded that He told us, in this world, we would have trouble. So I changed my why into, then what now, God? How do you get the glory in the midst of this tragedy? My choice is to trust Him fully. I know that He's in control and can see what we don't, but I'd sure love it if He'd just let me in on it. But for now, I'll look forward to the promise of heaven, a place of joy, beauty, peace, and happiness that will never end, where there's no sin, no sorrow or pain, no disagreements or disappointments. We will all know perfect joy. And my family is experiencing all of that right now. So until I make it there, I'll keep going. God has entrusted me with a legacy to carry on, and I will seek His will and guidance. I promised my family, as the lyrics to the last song my mom ever recorded on our unreleased album say, I'll always have a song to sing. Heavenly Father, please bless my loved ones today. Thank you for those who have loved and supported us through this tragedy. Bless those who will keep walking with us down this unknown, difficult path ahead. I trust you, Lord, and I'm thankful that you are with us all. Amen.
One of the most powerful moments in the service was when Autumn joined the Isaacs on the song, Family Chain.
The the broken knees will join together, reunite in one. Every chain has now been
Please continue to pray for Autumn Nealon Streetman, her husband Jamie, as well as the Nealon, Kistler, Hodges, and Haney families. Two Southern Gospel families are celebrating a new arrival, those being the Wolves and the Kramers.
This is Ben and Maria Wolf, and we are so excited to announce the birth of our newborn baby, Joanna.
Joanna is 7 pounds, 5 ounces, 20 inches long, and we're both doing really well by the grace of God. We're just so thankful for this precious miracle, this bright spot in our lives. She's such a blessing, and we thank you for all of your prayers and support.
We are so happy for Ben and Maria. The Kramers had recently adjusted their travel schedule in part to allow some time at home for Maria, Joanna, and the rest of the family. A concert held recently in Gainesville, Georgia, featured Brian Free and Assurance, The Guardians, and The Wisnuts. It was For the Kids, which has been presented by Stanley Pierce for 26 years. The event was a fundraiser for St. Jude's Children's Hospital, and over $30,000 was raised. Congratulations to all involved. Jonathan Wilburn recently received quite an honor.
August the 3rd was a special night for me. The Tri-State Gospel Music Association nominated and voted to induct me into the Tri-State Hall of Fame in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I had to be in Spruce Pine for a concert, but I called on my dear friend David Hayes, has promoted and supported gospel music for many, many years. What an honor it is for me to have that man to accept my induction into the Hall of Fame. And I also want to thank the Tri-State Gospel Music Association for bestowing this great honor upon me.
Also inducted into the Tri-State Gospel Music Hall of Fame, Carol Woodard of the McCamies. Here are the top Southern Gospel songs of the week from the Power 50 chart.
Number 5.
Middle of Nowhere, Southbound.
He'll meet you in the middle of nowhere.
Number 4.
God is Listening, Triumphant Quartet.
There's hope, so keep on praying.
God is listening.
Number 3.
Forgiven, Joseph Habaday.
But now I'm forgiven. The power of his love.
Number 2.
He sent him for me. The Inspirations.
He sent him for me.
Number 1.
He Pilots My Ship. Tribute Quartet.
For Jesus pilots my ship.
That's our report. You can check out other episodes of Southern Gospel Now wherever you find podcasts or at southerngospelnow.com. I'm Greg Goodman, reminding you to love your neighbor. I'll see you soon.